What type of team do you think should focus on Jackie Bradley Jr.? Because he is a name. His is a name that has come up in Toronto. We know Jackie Bradley Jr. an OPS of around 800, and he's a good defensive player. It's something the Jays don't have, frankly, in an abundance. What type of team should be looking at Jackie Bradley Jr.? And do you think he'd make sense for this team?
I think he definitely makes sense for the Jays, but I also don't think that he's the kind of guy who's going to make a ton of sense this offseason on a long-term contract, because his offense has just been so up and down. And he was really good this past year, but he's a guy that you're getting for his glove. Like, that's what you want out of Jackie Bradley Jr. You want his glove, you want his arm, especially if you have some weaknesses in the corners and defensively. And that to me is why the Blue Jays probably make the most sense for him. It's also going to be a question of, what does he want? Does he want to win or does he want money? And I think with the Jays, he can get both, which is why it makes sense and is such a good fit.
Yeah, I guess you're betting on his defense going forward a little bit, though, right, Pastin? Like, that would be the one, because
yeah,
that is the asset.
Which is why I would be scared to give him the, you know, the multi-year deal, because guys, when they hit 30, defense tends to fall off. And it's why George Springer is such a fascinating case for me. I understand George Springer would fit very well with the Jays right now, but George Springer wants 5+ years. And I'm sorry, but George Springer is not going to be playing center field by the end of that time. You can make an argument that right now he's better suited for a corner than he is center. And you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, the likelihood that he's going to wind up in a corner, I'd say, is pretty strong. And yet he's going to want to be paid center field prices. Like, he's not going to take that corner discount that other guys give. So it's one of those things where you know, when you look at some of these long-term deals, it's like with Gerrit Cole, not quite to the same extent, but it's like with Gerrit Cole in that the Yankees were willing to give him 9 years because they want to win over the next 5, right? And so they're willing to eat the back end in order to reap the benefits of the front end. And it's the same thing with George Springer, except on a lesser scale.